Not many people are familiar with the smaller operators who have been developing state oil leases on the North Slope. Kalis is trying to change that. Its founder, Jim Musselman, purchased the Alaskan assets of Texas-based Pioneer Exploration in 2013 after successfully developing fields in Africa and South America. And it looks like he may have done it again. Casey Sullivan explains.
So this is really the news that we've been walking all around the state of Alaska and looking to celebrate with Alaskans. This really is a world-class find. And you know, for someone like Jim Musselman, really remarkable that this is his third opportunity exploring in a different region, and he's kind of struck gold again. And what we found is, as I mentioned to you, we went out and drilled two exploration wells. Those two wells, we drilled down and we collected core samples from the areas in which we drilled. We took those cores and we took them to lab and took analysis of them. And what the analysis showed is we've got some really neat opportunity. We've got about 1,000 feet of gross pay and about 200 and 400 feet of net pay, which just means really that's the sand where the oil is most present that we can produce from. And the reservoirs are a little tight, you know, the permeability and the porosity isn't all that great. Those are the technical mumbo jumbo terms for oil and gas, that for flow. But the oil is very, very light. And I guess the analogy is some of that heavier oil is like sludge coffee versus a light tea, you know. And this is the type of oil that we're seeing is the light tea in here at Smith Bay. It's about a 40 to 43 degree oil. What does that mean? We can produce that out of those tight reservoirs. And people at Alaska Pipeline, who are up in Juneau today, are excited about that kind of a prospect because what they're seeing now is heavier and heavier oil going through the pipeline. This will actually mix with that and make it easier to flow that oil through taps.
The same fracking technology, which has opened new fields in the Dakotas and revitalized the industry in Texas, will be used to extract oil in Smith Bay, as much as 2.4 billion barrels. Under the best circumstances, a field that size would yield about 200,000 barrels a day and increase the volume moving through the pipeline by about 40%. But Sullivan told the chamber that creating those circumstances will take an investment of billions.
200,000 barrels a day, it will literally put thousands of people to work. I mean, it really is that kind of a huge feat to get out there. It's about a $10 billion development. So flow lines, it'll be a little city out there. Power generation, processing facilities, it will put a lot of Alaskans to work. And what will it mean to the state of Alaska? Kind of back to that, what does it mean to us? It's about $28 billion all in for that type of a field to the state of Alaska through all taxes and royalties. And, you know, this is just one of three announcements in the last 6 months that we've heard, right? Ours is a huge announcement. Armstrong had a similar announcement. They've got a similar type size field. And then ConocoPhillips just had their announcement with the Willow Field. So the point is, there's lots that would say, it's time to get off oil, right? What we see globally is that the demand is still actually increasing, and there's an opportunity for Alaska to prosper as a result of that.
Sullivan's presentation was well received by the chamber audience, but he cautioned that Smith Bay, plus Kalis's other developments at Ugarook and Nuna, were not going to solve the state's immediate budget crisis. Depending on price, first oil is still years away at Smith Bay, and assembling a labor force takes time. Kalis relies extensively on contractors for its production, around 900 in 2015, but many were let go after the crash in oil prices the following year. The same crash took down the state's finances, and the legislature is debating whether to revise the tax structure that made the state so vulnerable to the volatile market. Sullivan urged the Sitka Chamber to press the legislature to retain oil-friendly policies that attract companies like Kalis. He cited a rash of recent discoveries in Texas where it's far less costly to develop fields. It's like there's a party outside, he said, and we're not invited. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.